I don't want to hear him.
I want to talk about the breaking news, Derek Chauvin's sentencing.
Okay.
But first things first.
First things first, always.
We have a guest in the studio. We want to go local.
Where? Oh, over there. Okay. Good afternoon. Who are you? Oh, I know who it is. Jason Miller, I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct. How are you guys doing?
New haircut, welcome back, Jason.
New look. Jason, you're coming around. You're starting to look conservative.
I try every day.
Well, you're very trying, Frank says. But, Jason, you're here for a purpose today, not just to congratulate me on my award-winning talk show.
No, I'm here because I wanted to extend an invitation.
I'll be there.
Oh, everybody. That we are having at our next Republican Club. I should probably preface this by saying my name's Jason Miller. I'm the vice president of the Frederick County Republican Club, and we are having at our next meeting, which is going to be on July the 8th, Kelly Schultz is going to come and talk about her run for governor. And we're encouraging everybody to make it out to the Clarion Inn, which is where it's going to be held around 6 o'clock on Thursday.
Where's the Clarion Inn?
Oh, sorry. The down there by it's over across from the mall.
And there's a down. You're talking about out by the FSK Mall.
Yes, out by the FSK Mall. Yes.
And that's where Long Shots is, right?
Yep. Long Shots.
Yeah. Used to be the Holiday Inn.
Used to be Sheraton Inn.
Yep. But we're excited because this is Kelly is one of our own. One of Frederick County's favorite daughters, who used to be in the state legislature before she got picked up by Governor Hogan. And she got picked up technically twice because she served as secretary for the Department of Labor and Licensing in the first term. And then she was lateral appointed to the Secretary of Commerce.
Which is high up in government.
Oh, yes.
Very high up in government.
So she's going to come out there and she's going to talk with us about her vision for Maryland. And if you have not had an opportunity, if you've been here in Frederick County, that you haven't had a chance to speak with her or meet with her, I encourage you to do so because you will not be disappointed.
Now, Kelly has, I mean, first of all, Jason, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it seems to me that the state of Maryland is predominantly Democrat.
Sure.
Obviously, it's like 2-1. For every Republican, it's 2 Democrats, at least. She's running in a Democrat state for governor. That means the entire state. Now, we love her up here in Frederick County, Washington County, Garrett County, Allegheny County. But how is she going to fare when you get down to Montgomery, PG County, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore City? Does she? I mean, again, I'm not being negative, Nate, here, but I'm saying, I mean, she's got a long road to go, does she not?
Well, I think she has a long road to go, but I think that it's possible because if you go back and because I look at a candidate's track record and their history.
Okay.
And there's one thing that Kelly Schultz had when she was over in the House of Delegates. She was known as one of the can-do delegates. She was able to reach across the aisle with the Democrats without leaving her conservative principles behind her. So she had a reputation for getting things done, being an honest shooter, and what you saw was what you got. So if she maintains that, which I believe she has, I think that she will be a pretty competitive candidate down there, if only because she's been able to justify and have a long list of real good reasons for everything she's pretty much advocated
and
for.
And I'll defend what you're saying, Jason, because we have done it the last two elections in a deeply blue state. Elected a Republican, so it can happen again.
It's true, but in the race, it always depends on who their opponent is. I would venture to guess that Larry Hogan was a very competitive candidate because Anthony Brown was in charge of that defunct that new Obamacare
health site
that just was a complete catastrophe, and we had to go to Kentucky to get it fixed. So that didn't bode well for his election.
Well, I think also, not to knock the governor, but he was a horrible candidate. I mean, he made mistakes that rookies make, and he shouldn't do that. I mean, when you come to Fredericktown instead of Hagerstown, or you still make those mistakes.
You're not talking about Hogan. I'm talking about Anthony Brown.
Anthony Brown, yeah.
Tony, I call him Tony. But here's we have some formidable candidates, which are not overtly or overly a Democrat. For example, Peter Franchot.
Sure.
Who is a good friend of Kelly.
Yeah.
They're good friends.
Yeah.
But I hope, and they're kind of close as far as politics. And then you have other candidates that now I think the former Attorney General is going to announce.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Gansler.
Doug Gansler. And that, and he, because he ran, ran too back in the primary the first time.
Right.
And you also have also Brooks, which is down in Prince George's County. And I believe that I'm trying to remember the gentleman from Montgomery County is running.
Yeah. Well, there's a gaggle of them.
Actually, also Brooks is the current county exec, right?
But
Rashearn Baker, the former.
Rashearn Baker, thank you. Yeah. Because he was a formidable candidate, too. He came in second last time around.
I think he'd be formidable.
I think so as well.
Who is right now? Hopefully, the Republicans are smart enough. You know, I don't want to pick on the Republicans because I usually have dinner with them. Are they running? Is any other Republican running for governor?
Well, yes, there's a guy by the name of Tynus Jr. He's supposed to have ran. He's, I believe, out of Montgomery County. And then we also have Robin Ficker is running for governor. He's been running for governor for about a year. He has his signs all over the place. He's cutting the sales tax.
Two cents.
That's right, on the sales tax.
Are you getting any sense if the former lieutenant governor, who's been thinking about it, is going to jump in?
You know, I think that he issued an announcement already
that
he wasn't going to do it. And I can't blame him because, I mean, I've had the privilege of meeting him. And
Mr. Rutherford, you're talking about.
Lieutenant Governor Rutherford. And I think he's just ready to, you know, spend time with his family and his grandkids.
That's
not just
who I was talking about. I was talking about Governor Ehrlich's lieutenant governor.
Oh, Michael you mean Steele. Michael Steele.
Michael Steele.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back. Going on in Frederick County, and you're invited to the Republican Club, which will be at the Claritin Inn. I forgot the date already.
July the 8th.
July the 8th. Which is like next Thursday or something?
No,
two Thursdays. Yeah.
Two Thursdays.
Because the 4th is on Sunday, so 4 days from Sunday is like Thursday.
And I also want to throw a plug out there that we're going to be at the Walkersville Carnival.
Yes,
that
will be there.
Oh, it is going to be. We are on Friday during the fireworks. We will be going, and the club is going to be handing out free patriotic balloons to all of the children who stop by.
Wait. Balloons.
Oh yeah, it's
balloons.
For love. Yeah, I know it's for love of country, but we're also just trying to annoy Kai Hagan.
Oh, okay.
What can I tell?
Well, that's easy.
I was wondering.
That's easily done. So anyhow, I'll be.
By
up
the
there.
Way, did we state that Jason is now vice president of
Frederick
County Republican Club?
Yes.
Okay.
Now explain to me, just because I'm confused, I can confuse myself, as you well know. We have the Republican Club, we have the Central Committee, and we have the Conservative Club.
And you also have the Women's Club.
And the Women's Club. Are we all on the same page?
I think we could be. It's just a matter. I know for a fact that the Central Committee and the Women's Club, I mean, the Conservative Club has their own. They're going to be over at the Walkersville Carnival, too.
Cool.
They're actively engaged. And it's just a matter of the only difference is that the Republican Club, the Women's Club, and the Central Committee are all directly affiliated with the Republican Party.
Okay.
The Conservative Club is the only one that basically is a nonpartisan focused on conservative issues.
Okay. I never did get my membership card. But anyhow, I digress. Let's go back to this. Jason, I would assume, I hope this is in the manifest that when you're out and about, that we are registering Republican voters.
Yes, we are. That's one of the major focuses that we're doing again, is because you'll have, if you pay attention on the blogosphere and on the Facebook clutter, I'll call it, the Democrats do have an advantage right now, about roughly 4,000 folks.
But let us say this, the caveat being, there are 44,000 independents.
That is true.
So,
this is also something that you can look into, is that though they're all registered, when it comes to actual voter turnout, it's much closer than what the numbers would portray when you just look at the registration, because registrations can be somewhat elusive until you actually go in there and you see who comes to the polls. And that's why we have a big, huge get-out-the-vote effort that's going to go down.
Because we saw what happened the last presidential election when Donald Trump didn't even win Frederick County.
That's right.
So
a lot of folks, that it was said that they just didn't – a lot of the more conservative voters didn't want to do their mail-in voting, and they just – Didn't trust the election.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
I know.
Let's talk about positive stuff for you. Kelly Schultz, a friend of the Frederick County. She is well-liked throughout Frederick County because of, I think she's been an excellent Secretary of Commerce, an excellent Department of Labor and Industry. So she has some good creds.
I think it's good that she's coming to Frederick County to reacquaint, but yes. I would hope her strategy, where she's already well-known here, is if she's lesser known to the east and west, that she'll be spending a lot of time the next year.
Well, you have to understand.
Throughout the state.
True, but you also have to understand that technically she's been out of Frederick County for about eight
That's
years.
That's why it's good
so
for her to
I mean, she's, yeah.
To
she's
do this
back
visit.
Because she's going to familiarize herself with the voters. I've known her for years. And I know known, we've all known her for years.
Right.
And I mean, from her my perspective, I mean, her resume is impeccable. And, I mean, she started out as a waitress, and then she became a successful small business owner.
Yep.
And she was a mom and a wife along the way. Yeah. It wasn't like she was just the constant. Yeah. She's a multitasker.
Yeah.
And I think that she's going to give whoever the Democrats have and her other Republican opponents a run for their money.
Without question. And I will always hold a special place. I was in the hospital many years ago. And not doing as well as I wanted to be. And there was Kelly Schultz come to see me. And I thought, well, you know, I must be really something. And she said, no, she was in to see a real friend who just happened to run by my room. But anyhow, Kelly has got a lot going for her. Beautiful now, and she speaks the right stuff for the conservatives. Not so much. She's not. I think the Republicans, Jason, have got to get a common sense mindset here that not every Republican is going to be a Donald Trump fan.
No.
That every Republican is not going to be for closing the borders or for not bringing illegal aliens into citizenship. We are a diverse party. We are now a more diverse party than the Democrats.
It's true.
And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, if you look at I've been studying elections for a long time, and I remember that not everybody was for Ronald Reagan. I mean, you had a lot of folks George H.W. Bush at the time ran against Reagan and called his economic plan voodoo economics.
Yep.
And there was a big brouhaha would Reagan be able to unify the party? And now that seems kind of silly that we talk about that, considering that he's practically a marble bust in every hall in a Republican household. I mean, I think that the Republican Party is going to be unified, to be quite honest, because the Democrats have given us the greatest thing since Jimmy Carter.
Yes, they have. And I think it's getting better for us. All right, let's take a...
Huh?
You said Jack Potter be there?
Oh, yeah.
I know him. All right, we're back with Jason Miller. Jason stops by. He is a informed person on the conservative end of things. He is telling us about not only Kelly Schultz, but what's going on in politics in the state of Maryland. And you're very close to that now. You're back and forth between Annapolis and Frederick. And what is it? You know, she hasn't named a lieutenant governor.
No, she hasn't.
She asked me. And
Well,
she didn't ask me to run. She asked me. I didn't say what I asked me about, Frank. It could have been anything. She asked me how I was doing. She didn't ask me to run for lieutenant governor.
I'll give her some names.
No, Frank, we want this lady to win. We don't want her, you know. But so Kelly is out and about. One of the questions I had asked before we take calls from the public, pardon me, is it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
To run for governor. Years back, a friend of ours, Blaine Young, was going to run or did run for governor for a period of time, and the money was just phenomenal what you had to obtain. Is the federal or the national Republican people or the national Senate people or the national whatever they're called people supporting Kelly yet? Or they
and
have to
to
wait?
Be quite honest, I have not spoken with Kelly about any of that. I haven't. I would ask that if you want to ask her that question, you could show up on the 8th. And,
sure. And
I'm telling you, she's going to be able to answer a lot of questions. If you have them,
sure. Just
ask her, because I'm sure that she'll take the time to explain, because she does have a vision. I listened to her. She was over at Jesse Pippi's fundraiser, and I listened to her over there. That subject wasn't broached, but she does have a pretty good plan.
And I'll bet you, though, that I'm sure she would be honest about it, and the honest answer is don't know because this is over a year away.
Yeah.
I mean, we still got a long ways to go time-wise.
Yeah, but there's so many PACs out there now, Frank, that they're actually supporting people already. It's unbelievable, which is good for the, you know, and I'm assuming it's happening on both sides of the aisle, but I would hope, you know, we want to keep a Maryland, want to keep a Republican governor in Maryland. That would be great.
Well, it goes without saying that that yes, we do want to keep a Republican governor, and we have talent. I mean, there's a lot of folks that you don't run for governor unless you think you're going to win. It's obviously not one of those things to where like I might win, or because it's a lot of. I mean, Maryland, if you look at a map, everybody considers it to be quite a small state, but really it's a small state from north to south. But you go east to west, it's pretty long. It's like Tennessee in some respects.
That understand?
You gotta, because that takes a lot of time. So you're going to devote a lot of time away from your family.
Right.
And talking about this, so if you my recommendation, if you think about running for governor and you're like, meh, I might win, do it.
No, absolutely not. Let's take a phone call, Frank. Bill, you're up next. Jason Miller, Frank Mitchell, and, of course, the humble Tim May.
Hey, Frank, welcome back.
Thank you, Bill.
How's it going,
Jason,
Bill?
Jason, this is Bill Ashton. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I just want to know, are you aware that there was a small gathering with Kelly at the private farm of Jim Olson's last Saturday?
I was. Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, at that time, she introduced her director of finance, which would be fundraising, would be Debbie Williams. And she did the Patty Pilates and a lot of other things. So, you know, she's starting really good with her, you know, going towards her fundraising, okay?
Outstanding.
Her aim, I mean, I don't know if she got anything Saturday, but I mean, I'm just saying she introduced. And also, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, she's interacted with Frederick City. She lives in Frederick County still, and I'm not going to say where, but, I mean, she does. And she's interacted with people in Frederick. I had her put her on with a citizen. She had a situation. She is interacted still with Frederick City people and Frederick County people. So, I mean, she's still around, and she's a hard worker, so I'm glad she's running. I've been after her to run for a few years now, and finally she's doing it. So, you know, so I look forward to her her victory. So, you know.
Yep, I think that I think you're right, and I think that she does have a lot of good qualities that a lot of folks see out here in Frederick County because she's been here. I'm just hoping that that the rest of the state will see what we see in her. So. I don't have any doubt about her going out there and getting her name, you know, out there and meeting, greeting, and getting everything done, squared away from, you know, all the way over to Eastern Shore out to Garrett. So she's a hard worker, and I think she's going to get it done.
Let me ask you something, Jason, because in your time here, I want you to be able to talk about something you wanted to talk about in your role as with the Frederick County Republican Club, and that is the upcoming Frederick City election, and I know you're in your role, you don't want to endorse or put down any candidates, but true. You just want to talk in general about sure. getting involved. And
if you, that's the thing. If you're going to get involved and you want to run for the city races for alderman or mayor,
yeah.
and you're a Republican, you're going to need to you're going to need to start moving quick. Number one, because the deadline to file is July the 6th. And you're going to have to get, you know, you're going to have to make an appointment to go down to City Hall. They give you the brief on what you need to do, campaign finance reports, the whole nine yards. You need to have a treasurer. You got to be ready to go, and you have to be willing to sign that paper. And the deadline's coming soon. So
yeah, a week from Tuesday.
Absolutely. And if you want to have a discussion with somebody, you can always reach out to the Frederick County Republican Club. Via Facebook, you can look us up, or the Frederick County Republican Club, and you can send us a direct message with a question, and one of us will get back in touch with you. We'll give you a call. We'll send you an email. As long as you give us some contact information, we're willing to sit down and work with you. We've already worked with several folks. We got some that are that have said that they've filed, that they're going to run. I'm just going to give you the ones that are officially on the candidates for mayor right now on the ballot. So we have for mayor, we have Jeremy Darius Abbott, Steve Garrity, and Garrity. That's how you say it. I'm sorry.
Garrity.
And then Stephen Hamrick. And all three of those were actually over at a forum this past Wednesday over at Hood College. And they participated, and there was a really good story that you guys wrote up on that, too, because they were actually go with the Democrats.
We promoted that,
yep,
too.
Yep, you did. And it was a good time. I'm certain that I ran for office for county council, and I went to all of those when they're there. Even if you think that they're, you know, it's going to be a lion's den, show up and show you got the courage to talk to the folks that may not like you. That's what I always say.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit there and do it, because if you're running for office in the faint of heart, you need to have courage if you're going to be a leader. And that's no better way to show the folks that you have what it takes to deal with folks that may or may not like you.
Jason, on a lot of issues, I'm sorry, I probably would not agree with you entirely, but on what you just said, I so agree with
sure.
you. Absolutely.
And that's true of Democrats. I mean, if Democrats go show up, I have a lot more respect for them to show up in a Republican crowd trying to defend what they say. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I've always said that America should never be a one-party system, because then it's not a democracy that way. So if you got the courage to debate me, I'll sit down with you, and that's how it's supposed to go. And I'll probably thank you for the many ways you insult me. So that's just
all right.
How it's supposed to be.
And to that, all I could say is ditto.
Ditto. Okay. All right, we got a text message for you, Jason. You can answer this if you think you can. I know you think you can, but whether you're not, you will. Rumor is Blaine Young might run for mayor of the city of Freddie. Can you confirm?
I can't. I've seen the same stuff. I've heard the same rumors. Now, I'll tell you this much, that I think that if Blaine were to run, I think that given the situation, I think he could be competitive in that he has some of the, he can be just as competitive as anybody else, depending on what he runs on and what his platform is, because
his name recognition.
His name recognition is impeccable, but he also has, I mean, I have to say this much for Ron Young. Ron, his father was a four-time mayor of Frederick, and they still loved him. I mean, he is responsible for a lot of the stuff that we have, and a lot of folks are thankful that Ron Young was there to do that for Frederick.
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to let you think about this question as we take a break. Does Kelly have a plan to fend off the COVID health attack that will come like 5 or 6 months before the election? A little tongue-in-cheek there thinking about it. We're coming right back. It's 4:48 in the afternoon, the best day of your life. Tim Frank and Jason Miller.
Okay.
Well, we would also, I guess I should say this, we extend an invitation to any of those political parties that wish
Absolutely.
To become come on. They can call in, or they can certainly now can arrive in person. We'd be glad to host them. So don't think that we solicit, but we do honor those who wish to appear. All right. So you're with Kelly Schultz for governor. I guess
I'm not with Kelly Schultz.
No,
I'm just
promoting the
event.
Yeah, promoting the event that the clubs
have. I'll have some lawyer sit there.
Yeah. No, you can't have that. No, exactly.
Any other information you want to get across to the general public about Frederick Republican Party?
Well, just that we have reason to be optimistic, and we're really excited. Like I said, we're going to be out in Walkersville because and this is nonpartisan. Isn't it just great to get out?
Amen.
Because we were over at the Mount Airy, the Lions Club Carnival, and I'm telling you, I have two little boys that I adopted that when I finally got them back to the States, we went on lockdown. So
sure.
They hadn't had an opportunity to do some stuff.
Enjoy life here.
Exactly. So you would have thought that I was the absolute greatest person on the face of the earth when these kids got shot. All these lights and these rides and stuff.
That's great.
And it's just nice because everybody was so normally when I had everybody was so nice to each other.
Yeah.
Like they're getting out and about again, and it's not like, you know, even now the people are waving and stuff. And I don't remember that before. Normally, I'm from Indiana. Originally, we used to do the farmer wave as you're driving down
right.
there. I did in Maryland, and they gave me a Maryland greeting that I wasn't familiar with.
You're number one. They said you're number one.
Oh, absolutely.
You just misinterpreted that.
But we're doing well. We're going out to there's the Urbana Carnival we're going to be at as well. And then
Thermite Carnival is also the same week as Walkersville,
right. Yep.
Which is, I don't understand, but that's when it's scheduled.
Jason, I guess what you guys must talk about, because looking from the outside in, what I see the biggest challenge for Frederick Republicans is registration.
Sure.
The history of this county is Republican and all of a sudden becoming very slightly majority Democrat.
Well, that has a lot to do with just the changing demographic, Frank. Because if you remember, back in the day, probably I'd say 30, 40 years ago, Frederick was a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do to stifle the growth of Democratic registration?
You got to get out and meet the folks. Yeah. You got to get out there and you got to sit there. Number one, I'll tell you this much, and this has been my criticism for a long time, is that the Democrats have been able to have the narrative of what it means to be a Republican in Frederick County.
Mm-hmm.
And when you surrender that and you surrender that label, that it's hard for you to come across as being something that's been said that you're not,
right,
so to speak. And that's why we're at all these carnivals. We're going to be having voter registration. We're going to be giving away stuff that we can give to, like I said, we're having the Night of the Fireworks, which is Friday the 9th, and the Walkersville Carnival. We're going to be giving away free balloons that have the American flag on it and most of the love of country, and also to Annoy Kai Hagen. But that'll do it. And I mean, and he's—I know he's going to be there because it's the carnival, and he's running for county executive. You know what? He can stop by. He can have a balloon. You know, I will give him one. And that's the thing that you got to be active. You got to be in the public eye. You got to go to the folks. It's not enough to tell them to go vote. Right. You got to give them a reason to.
And I think one of the things that I do see in the country that is good for the Republicans right now is the fact that under Democrat leadership, it has not been as successful as one would have hoped for the Democrats and for the American public. And it is, in my humble opinion, which I am 100% brilliant about, it's been a complete disaster. I mean, you can try to cover it. You can put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig. But the president, the vice president, what's going on in Congress has only helped the Republican Party. And one of the things is that, your law and order, your controlled government, and you're seeing that just the opposite from the Democrats. And I think that helps the Republicans.
Well, if you look back at it, from a policy perspective, you're right, completely. If you look and you see the big focus was, for some, police reform meant defunding the police.
Right.
And now the same cities that defunded the police are scrambling to pay their policemen more because they've seen the spike in crime.
Yep.
I mean, if you're one that sits there and cheers on Joe Biden's President Biden's economic policy, that's like rooting for Exxon to raise the price of gas.
Exactly.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if you look at the percentages, does your food cost the same that it did 2 years ago?
Exactly.
I mean,
does your gas?
All your bills are going up except your paycheck, which is why they are trying to give away those the unemployment situation, is because the unemployment benefits are offsetting the really disastrous economic policy that the Biden administration has put forth for the country.
And I think the idea that the Democrats are pushing or proposing that we continue to let illegal aliens in, illegal aliens, exactly what they are, I think that only helps the Republican cause, because people are saying, not that anybody's against anybody as far as human beings, but seeing what it's doing to the infrastructure of the counties, of the cities, of the schools, of the hospitals, and it's more than scary, because we're finding out we can't handle all this, and yet it continues to flow in. There is no stopping it as far as we are right now.
Well, it also contradicts a significant policy, which was we had to watch out for COVID.
Yeah.
We couldn't go from our house out when at the height of the COVID issue, we were locked down in our homes. You had to have papers to travel on the road.
Yep.
Some people forget about that, but now all of a sudden it's okay. Come on in. We don't need to check you for COVID. You're just fine.
Yep.
And I'm like sitting there going, are you crazy? Is that going to be the next outbreak? Is because we have a variant that's coming up from South America? That's something to worry about. It's something to consider, at least. And I'm not wishing that on anybody.
No, and another point that hasn't been publicized as much as it should be is some of the other diseases that we thought we had, eliminated, eradicated years ago, are once again showing up in the hospitals. Diseases that, from foreign countries, and that's what they are bringing to the shores of America. And I think that, again, bodes well, helps the Republicans. Now,
Jason, real quick before you go,
yes,
tell
sir.
Us again about the Kelly Schultz get together.
Okay.
And how people can get more information.
Yep. If you go on our Facebook page, you can look us up at the Frederick County Republican Club on Facebook, and we have an event, and it's going to be on the 8th of July at the Clarion Inn out by the FSK Mall. At 6 o'clock, Kelly Schultz is going to be at our regular meeting, and we're going to have her there for a while. You need to come out and see her. She has a great vision. She's running for governor, and she wants to talk to everybody.
Thank you for joining us.
Jason Miller,
thank you.
Frank Mitchell, Tim May, and you, we're coming back. And we'll take you along with us. You know why? We're the Uber of the airways. Free Talk Radio, 930 WFMD.